We're spending this hour on two of Oregon's more notable legislative races. In Senate 28 and House 56, the incumbents, husband and wife Doug and Gail Witsit, had filed to run again. They withdrew very late, and a pair of fellow Republicans filed just before the deadline, making for one official candidate for each of those two legislative districts. The maneuver, legal under state law, produced some strong reactions and a flurry of candidates. We heard from the Senate candidates previous to the Writer's Almanac. In House District 56, now we have two of the three candidates. That district covers parts of Klamath and Jackson counties. Jonah Hackinson is going non-affiliated with this election. Jonah, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
And Al Switzer, the former Klamath County Commissioner, is trying to get on the ballot as a Republican right. And Al, thank you for joining us today.
Hi. And it's Switzer.
Switzer. I was afraid of that, yes. We also did invite Warner Reschke, who is the official Republican, the only one listed on the ballot. He said he could not work this out on his schedule. So we have Jonah Hackinson and Al Switzer. So, Jonah, let's start with you. You announced your run long before the filing deadline and not affiliated with the party. What motivated you to run in House District 56?
Well, I had attempted to do something similar like a long time ago when I was much younger, but I was too young to do it, to be fair. But in January 20th, we turned our and got our petition approved. And a lot of it came out of just some of it started out of what was going on here in the county with the commissioner's scenario. There were some issues with that. And also, I didn't really expect to deal with it, but there's usually a high rate of incumbency in this part of the state. I would say, I'm roughing this in, it'd be something like 80% of the time people are unopposed, or there's one candidate after a primary. It's not a big deal. I wanted to skip past the primary problem and give people an option and tell people that they can elect somebody and nominate somebody on their own, because I think the party politics scenario is often a little bit complicated, and sometimes as we, and then I found out later, of course, based on what happened, I wasn't wrong. So that's where I'm at about that.
All right. Al Switzer, would you be running if not for the late withdrawal of Gail Witsit and the late entry of Warner Reschke?
Could you say that again?
Would you be running if not for the late withdrawal of Gail Witsit and the late entry of Warner Reschke?
I certainly would have considered it. I was retired, but I didn't think my public service was over. And I probably would have. But they were incumbents of good standing, and I don't think anyone was going to challenge them, knowing that they would be on the ballot.
We did have a chance to talk to Dennis Linthicum, who gained the Republican nomination for, at least he got the only official filing slot in Senate District 28, along with the other candidates, in a previous segment. I mean, have you talked to Warner Reschke? Does Warner Reschke's answer for what happened there satisfy you, Al Switzer?
Well, not really, and no, I haven't talked to him. He has not chosen to go to any of the candidate forums that we have attended, the two people on this line, and I guess the reason is he's on the ballot because he doesn't feel he needs to, but I think he's shortchanging the people of this district. They need to hear from all people who are running and to see what we stand for.
Jonah Hackinson, you made some reference to commissioner scenario. Do you mean to the fact that Klamath County commissioners are now elected nonpartisan?
Yeah, well, that's part of it, and so that's opened up that field quite a bit. But also at the end of last year, the commissioners held a public forum regarding the marijuana recreational sales scenario. And, of course, we opted out because of the opt-out clause for Measure 91. But and there were a lot of people in there. You had to use their overflow room. There was, you know, all this. And everybody had done their homework. It was impressive. We had veterans in there talking. People with stacks of papers that they had accumulated because their own frustrations about it. And I realized, I was like, wow, people are really digging in around here. And I didn't want to deal with things on the county level. I figured there's one big problem in my mind, and that is the relationship between Salem and rural parts of Oregon, especially this part of the state. And I think we need to start making relationships and making sure that we get what we deserve as an exceptional level of need into our parts of the state, as opposed to all the money, resources, investment, and attention going to the interests of just the North Valley. I don't think that's fair to us and the rest of the state.
We're talking to the two of the three candidates in Oregon House District 56. Jonah Hackinson is not affiliated. Al Schweitzer is running as a write-in for the Republican nomination. Werner Reschke is the officially filed Republican. He chose not to join us today. You can join us with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Al Schweitzer, given the Democratic bulge in the legislature, which at the moment is 35 Democratic senators to 25 Republican senators, how difficult do you see any tasks being for a Republican legislator getting to Salem?
Well, I think you are going to have to get along with the majority party without compromising your ideals. And that's probably easier said than done, but it needs to be done. I've gone back to my background as a Klamath County Commissioner and then as a president of the Association of Oregon Counties. And when I was first elected to the presidency, two things happened. One, our longtime executive director retired, which, by the way, he hadn't told me he was going to do that. And the second thing was three of the biggest counties in our association were threatening to pull out. The reason they were threatening to pull out was they were so large, in Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas, that they had their own lobbyists, and so they didn't feel they needed our lobbyists. The due structure was such that would have crippled our organization. So I had to put together a coalition of 36 counties to hire a new executive director, which seems like a pretty simple pass, but it was anything but. We got, after a nationwide search, we were able to do that, and he's still employed. And then I had to go talk to those three counties, which by and large were quite a bit more liberal than Klamath County, to try to convince them why they needed to stay in. It was great for me. I learned a lot. And I can tell you, after my 1 year in office, executive director was hired, and all three of those counties were still within the association. So I guess the point of the story is you can work across the aisle, and for the good of our state, we need to work across the aisle.
All right, so if you should happen to get up there, Jonah Hackinson, not affiliated with the party, who would you choose to hang with? Who would you caucus with in the state legislature?
Well, over the short session, I paid a lot of attention to the legislative news feed. There was a lot going on, and there were some pretty productive Republicans that I saw, at least playing nice and at least going along with things. A lot of them were dragging their feet at last week, for sure. There are a lot of Democrats that I like. As a matter of fact, I've talked to a few already that are candidates this year. And the way you handle it, I think, is that when it comes to who you're going to caucus with, it kind of depends on what particular committee and what issue you're interested in. If that aligns with you, you try to make friends over there on that side of the aisle, and if the other thing aligns with you, you go over there. I understand you can wear multiple hats, not belonging to a party. And the nice thing about not belonging to a party is I don't have to spend a whole bunch of my time trying to, funnel money to other candidates in, incumbency scenarios like the Whips were doing for a long time. Because they were always unopposed, so most of their campaign money just went to other Republican candidates throughout the state. I don't have to do any of that. I'm not under any party pressures. And so I think I have more time to get work done and you build those relationships across both sides.
So let's talk about issues here. As we head into this next session of the Oregon legislature, there's already discussion about the potential for a significant budget shortfall due largely to the fact that the pension obligations that the state of Oregon is on the hook for We'll be chewing up a larger portion of the budget as time goes on. Al Schweitzer, what can you do to, what would you consider recommending for ways to continue or consider moving into the budget process with that pension responsibility hanging over the state's head?
Well, there's no doubt that that is going to have to be addressed, and I do not favor raising taxes as the end-all of end-alls. I believe that we need to make cuts. We need to be strategic in our cutting, and I think it may get down to the point where we may have to go back to the voters and talk to them about how do we fund PERS, how do we get it into something that's a little more realistic. I mean, they're getting 8% per year guaranteed, and anybody who has any money in a savings account, you know, they'll be lucky if they, you know, get 0.5%. So the figures just don't work out. But if you really look at the long term and really think of what this we have to do, it's very simple. We need to create jobs. We need to grow this economy, and we need to grow it in the areas that we are able to grow it. And we need to use the things that we have in Oregon, such as forestry, fishing, whatever, agriculture, manufacturing. We need to use those things to their full potential. And I really favor government getting back out of the way and letting private industry take care of some of this, because that's who's going to create the jobs. But we do have to face that deficit. The deficit could be anywhere between $1 to $1.5 billion. That is a huge amount. And if you just say we're going to tax businesses or we're going to tax individuals and we're going to make that work, it doesn't work. In fact, it will stifle the economy further, and we just really cannot do that. So I would definitely want to look at job development, and that would be one of my high priorities as we start to balance the budget. And that will probably be the single most important thing the legislature is going to have to take up this next session.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Jonah Hackinson, how would you deal with the budget issues, given that a larger portion of the budget over time goes to pension obligations?
I think there are a few misunderstandings about some of this, and I've seen different numbers thrown around. As a matter of fact, you know, Lincecum was quoted in the paper saying there was some $20 billion, $21 billion. What he was talking about was the unfunded liability. And actually, they're not $21 billion, they're $15 billion, and that is higher than normal, but normally they're about 11 or 12.
And it doesn't have to be paid in one biennium.
The $1.5 billion hole that people are talking about is actually pretty small compared to the overall budget. And part of the reason for it has to do with the fact that we have some of the lowest corporate taxes in the country. So when you talk about them being low and then saying, like, oh, well, we have all these problems down the road, and then government shouldn't step in. We should just, you know, do more cuts. We can cut the government down until there isn't one. But anybody who's running for a political office or trying to go into government shouldn't tell you that government is the problem. I think the issue is we have an unfair corporate tax scenario in Oregon. It's really, really low. We have really high income taxes. I don't want to raise taxes on wage earners. Okay, I don't. I would like to create more wage earners by making sure that systems like K-12 education work, you know, go to the root of the problem so that we have an educated workforce, that our colleges are funded, which we actually spend like second to last in the state for higher education based on tax revenue. So, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be improved. And where we get that is from businesses and capital accumulation, non-farm and non-business properties. That's worth over $500,000. I think we need to really look close at what we did in the 90s with Measure 5, 47, and 50. Measure 5, which basically shackled and collared K-12 education taxes for local communities. I mean, we might have thought it was a great idea at the time, given the housing boom and everything, but obviously it wasn't sustainable. And so what I would look at is raising corporate taxes and taxes on large capital accumulations. I think that's just sane.
All right, we have just about 2 minutes left, so let me give each of you a minute to talk about the most important thing you've learned from life or career that'll guide you if elected. Let's start with you, Jonah.
As a web developer, and I've worked in IT and so on, when it came to working in large groups and teams with people with competing ideas on a regular basis, and also helping businesses. I improved like three very important business clients of mine over the last couple of years. I was pretty proud of myself for it. And that's not always easy. There's a lot of education that goes to people about, you know, things they might not know, but you're being hired to help them. And I look at that as being the same thing as being elected to office, is that you're hiring me to improve the situation in your community and in your government. And the way I'm going to deal with that is by staying in touch with people as much as I can.
Okay. Al Schweitzer, what's the most important thing you've learned from life or career that'll guide you if elected to the Oregon legislature?
Well, I think my background as a small business owner probably is the thing that's going to guide me the most. I started out as a banker, but ended up coming to Klamath and for First National Bank. They wanted to move me to Portland. I really didn't want to go. So we brought a real small janitorial service, one full-time, five part-time people. My wife and I ran that for 27 years, and we sold it to go into office. We had 45 employees. I know how to grow those things. I know what it takes to do it, and I know that I didn't do it by handouts. I did it by hard work and having good employees and creating an atmosphere where we could survive and thrive. And I really believe that is what we need to look at, and we need to grow this economy. There's no doubt in my mind it has to grow. If it doesn't, then we're going to be making some very drastic cuts. So that would be what I would take.
All right, Al,
to the office.
Thank you, Al Schweitzer. Al Schweitzer is running as a write-in for the Republican nomination for the Oregon House District 56 seat, vacated very late by Gail Whitsitt, where Werner Reschke came in at the very last minute to become the Republican candidate officially. He's at least filed. He hasn't won the nomination yet. Werner Reschke declined to be with us today, but we had Al Schweitzer and Jonah Hackinson, who joined us also. He's running as a non-affiliated candidate in House District 56. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.